On today's Kids Corner, always be prepared.
Hold on!
To what?
I don't know!
It's an earthquake! Get under a door frame!
The door frames have all collapsed! Wait. Spike, what are we supposed to do?
I don't remember! Oh, the school's completely caving in!
Hold on, hold on. Don't you think you three are overreacting just a bit?
Oh, it'll happen when we least expect it.
Stay tuned.
It's time for Kids Corner.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
Well, it's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
On Kids Corner.
That is one strange lizard.
Watch out, Liz. Be careful.
Wait, what? Wait, careful of what?
I'm biking over those cracks.
Okay, first of all, I thought the saying was step on a crack and break your mother's back.
Yeah.
I don't think it applies to biking. And secondly, it's not true anyway.
Look, I got bigger things to be worried about than your mom's spinal cord.
What?
I'm concerned about the big catastrophe that could happen any day now. Any moment, we're doomed.
Dude, exactly what big catastrophe are you talking about?
The giant earthquake that will wipe out the entire town of Tureen.
Why have I not heard about this?
Well, you obviously haven't been watching Disaster Week on the Catastrophe Channel.
No, but apparently you have.
Dude, all week, but last night it actually mentioned Tureen.
They did?
Yeah.
What about it?
This town is directly over the largest fault line scientists have ever seen.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No one knows when or how, but someday the world's largest earthquake will likely take place right here. Right where we're standing. Right on this crack.
Maybe we should step onto the grass.
Good idea.
Well, you know, it might not ever happen. I mean, sometimes fault lines just stay fault lines and never become anything worse.
Oh, it'll happen, Liz, when we least expect it.
Great.
But don't worry, I know what to do when it hits.
You do?
Yeah, the Catastrophe Channel always follows up their upcoming disasters with a what should you do advice show.
How helpful of them.
So, I'm pretty much an expert now. Well, except for what they covered during my bathroom break.
Great.
Let's get Lucille and I'll fill you both in.
All right.
Seriously? You took me away from studying to tell me what to do in an earthquake?
Oh, you'll thank me when it strikes and you survive.
Yeah, but I won't thank you when I fail my science test tomorrow.
Oh, come on, Lucille. You're not gonna fail. You've never failed at anything.
Yeah, you successfully failed at failing.
All right, so hurry up and tell me what to do when the so-called massive earthquake strikes.
Finally, you understand the urgency.
No, I just want you to finish up so I could get back to studying.
Rule number one, always have something to protect your head.
Okay.
Here, I brought you both buckets.
Oh.
Buckets?
Yeah.
For what?
To put over your head in case of an earthquake. Try it on.
I can't see.
But at least you'll be protected from flying debris and falling objects.
Well, you'll never even see it coming, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
And so we're supposed to carry these buckets around with us all the time?
Well, you never know when an earthquake will hit. And you should also take this backpack. I packed one for each of you.
Dude, what is in here? This is heavy.
It's 3 days' worth of food and water, a small first aid kit, and a flare gun.
This is an awful lot to lug around in case of an earthquake.
Okay, wow. There's a shovel, a flashlight... A thank you card?
I figured you'd want to show your appreciation for me saving your life.
Ah. Oh, look. And a pen.
And if you wanted to add in a small thank you gift, I mean, that would also be really appreciated.
Sure.
And so why did you want to meet at the park?
For our first drill.
An earthquake drill.
Yes! Imagine you're nonchalantly biking down to the baseball field and kapow! An earthquake hits! Trees are falling! Buildings are shaking! What would you do?
Take some video to sell to the local news?
Oh, good idea.
Wrong! You'll be smashed into the pavement before you can start recording!
Great.
Okay, so what do we do?
Move into a cleared area away from trees, buildings, and power lines.
We'd have to get about a mile away from here in order to do that.
Yeah, seriously.
That's when your bucket comes in handy.
Oh, and you thought you wouldn't need it.
What was that? An earthquake?
No.
Oh, it sounded like a car crash.
Yeah, I think it was over on Main Street. Come on, let's go.
Yep, it's an accident. See, the car pulled off to the side.
Where's the other car? What did it hit?
Well, there's an ambulance. Do you think somebody got hurt?
Maybe. Maybe it was caused by the early tremors of the giant earthquake to come.
Spike, really? Oh, wait a second. There's a motorcycle over there on its side. Do you see it?
It's hard to see through this crowd. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that must be what the car hit. It's a yellow motorcycle.
Wait, yellow?
Yeah.
I'll move over. Let me see.
Are you sure it's yellow?
What's wrong?
Oh, it is yellow. Granny's the only one I know who rides a yellow motorcycle.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. Excuse me. Move. No. Can we move, please?
Sorry.
I need to get through. Granny. Oh, Granny, are you okay?
Oh, depends. How's my bike?
It's pretty banged up.
Oh, just when I got racing stripes painted on it.
No, Granny, don't get up. Lay still. You might have a neck injury or a spinal cord injury. You might be one of those accident victims who think you're okay, but really there's a blood clot in your brain waiting to explode and kill you any second.
Liz, relax.
Liz, you have quite a future riding get well cards.
Look, kids, would you step back? We need to get her into the ambulance.
I hope you're going to be okay.
Yeah, stick my purse on the stretcher and don't forget to grab my helmet.
Granny!
Granny! Oh,
Granny. I think she fainted.
Oh, no.
Granny, please be okay.
Yeah.
Please be okay. So how did you do on that biology test?
Oh, okay, I think.
Oh, come on. I'm sure you got another A.
Excuse me, students, may I have your full attention? I have an important announcement.
I wonder what happened.
It has come to our attention that Lucille Monitor has flunked her science test.
Flunked?
Yes, you heard me correctly. Flunked.
Lucille?
She will definitely repeat her current grade 10 more times to make up for this. I've also received notice from every college in the world that her science grade has dropped so low, there is no hope they will never, ever accept her into their program.
I can't go to college?
So if you've heard her talk about being a doctor, you can inform her that will never be the case. And let this be a lesson to the rest of you that there are consequences for not studying.
I can't become a doctor now?
Wow. Lucille, you really should have studied.
I can't believe this.
In fact, Lucille, you might as well leave your class now, as there is no hope for you. The only job you'll ever have is tightening pickle jar lids at the pickle jar factory. You'll work 14-hour shifts and only be able to eat pickles all day, every day.
No. No, this can't be happening. I don't even like pickles. Oh.
Oh, it's just a dream.
That's it. I'm staying up all night to study for this test. I will not eat pickles for the rest of my life.
Want to go play baseball after school?
Sure, maybe we can... Do you feel that?
Oh, man, everything's shaking. Hold on!
To what?
I don't know!
It's an earthquake! Get under a door frame!
The door frames have all collapsed! Wait. Spike, what are we supposed to do?
I don't remember. Where's my bucket?
I used it to clean my bike!
Oh, the school's completely caving in.
All five stories are coming down on top of us.
But the school only has two stories.
Don't ask me. It's your dream.
It's my dream. Oh, that settles it. I'm not going anywhere without my bucket.
Hey, what am I doing at church? Hi, Lucille.
Hi, such a sad, sad day. I can't believe it.
Lucille, why are you crying?
Thank you all for coming to the service today to remember Granny.
Wait.
Now, Liz Lacerda will deliver the eulogy.
Wait, no. Wait, Granny's dead?
We're all in shock. Here's the mic.
Granny? I can't believe this. Wait, she's gone? Granny? Who makes the world's best chocolate chip cookies? And who skydives for her birthday? Granny who cheers the loudest at our baseball games and always yells at the umps? I only wish I'd stopped her from getting on her motorcycle.
Yes, you should have. She'd still be here with us.
I knew she always forgot to use her turn signal. I should have taken her keys away years ago and hidden them so she'd never have driven that day and never have had that accident.
So it's your fault.
Yeah. It's all my fault. It's my fault.
What?
What? No, it's only a dream. Oh. But it could have been my fault. That's it. I'm never letting Granny drive again.
I wonder where Lucille is.
I don't know. I mean, the bus will be here any minute.
She's gonna miss it. Here it comes.
You know, actually, bus accidents happen every day. Speeding vehicles run into each other at alarming rates. Maybe I'll just walk.
Yeah, good idea. If you're riding on an overpass when an earthquake hits, not even a bucket will save you.
I think we're just gonna walk today, but thanks anyway.
Suit yourself.
Definitely safer this way. Well, unless one of these sidewalk cracks opens up and swallows us whole. Or one of those telephone poles falls on us. Maybe we should have taken the bus.
Hey, wait up, you guys, wait up.
Lucille?
Yeah. Why didn't you get on the bus?
Safety first.
Okay, you look awful, Lucille. You look like you didn't sleep at all.
Oh, I didn't. I stayed up all night studying. And then fell asleep for an hour, which was enough to miss the bus.
Wow, that sounds exhausting.
But I'm going to ace this science test, which will make it completely worth it.
Well, at least we can all walk together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to go to the hospital today and visit Granny?
Yeah, I was going to go right after school.
Oh, I'll come with you.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, did you know that last year alone there were 14 motorcycle accidents just here in Turin? It's often right after a rainstorm.
Oh.
It's hard to maneuver when the roads are slick.
Well, did you know that in 1927, the town of Crickville was hit by two earthquakes on the same day? Nearly the whole downtown was leveled.
Did you know the two primary types of cells are prokaryotic and eukaryotic? Eukaryotic cells have a true nucleus.
And riding on ice is even more dangerous, especially at dusk.
You know, it's really dangerous being on a train during an earthquake. You just have to hope to survive.
Bacteria survives with prokaryotic cells. So do archaeans, which live in hydrothermal vents and swamps.
We should have taken the bus.
Pencils down, everyone.
The test is over.
Please pass forward your exams.
My test, but I only wrote my name. I haven't even answered one of the questions.
Hey, Lucille, hurry up and pass me your test. We need to go see Granny.
But I haven't even started it. I'm dreaming, right? This is just a nightmare. Just like last night.
I don't know. Unless I'm dreaming, too. Do you want me to pinch you?
Yeah, wake me up.
Okay, you're not dreaming.
Oh, I can't believe this. I failed my test because I studied too hard.
Maybe we should take the stairs. Elevators are one of the most dangerous places to be during an earthquake.
Well, I'm not walking up 5 flights of stairs. I've had a bad enough day already.
Fine.
Lucille, I still can't believe you slept through the entire test.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't believe you actually failed the test. Did you feel that jolt? I know I felt a jolt.
It was not an earthquake, Spike.
It was probably just the sound of my grades plummeting. I might as well start developing a taste for pickles.
Spike, will you stop pacing?
What?
You're messing up my display.
What's with all the posters anyway?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just some graphs and flowcharts, testimonials, that kind of thing. It all proves that driving motorcycles, or really any vehicle, is unsafe. I'm trying to convince Granny that she should only walk places. I mean, between you and me, I think she's a little too old to drive.
Yeah.
Knowing Granny, you're going to have a hard time convincing her of that.
Well, I have to. It's a matter of life or death.
Don't say death. This elevator's taking forever. I'm putting on my bucket. Much safer.
Good. Then you won't know when we get to the 5th floor, and you can just ride the elevator all afternoon.
I'm taking off my bucket. Finally. Let's hurry this up. It makes me nervous being stuck in a building.
She's in 517. Come on, this way.
Are we at our room yet?
Almost. Why did you put the bucket back on?
Oh, we're on the 5th floor, pretty high up. And you never know when...
Oh, here it is. The door's open. Granny? Granny, are you awake?
Liz, is that you?
Yeah, it's me, Granny. With Spike and Lucille. Are you okay?
I can't even see her under all those blankets. Is there anything we could do to make you more comfortable, Granny?
I'm so glad you came.
You are?
Yeah, because I don't have much
time left.
Oh, Granny. Oh, no.
To be in this joint. And I can't leave without having wheelchair races with y'all.
Oh, honey. She's fine.
Yes? Oh, good.
Oh, good. Why is there a walk-in bucket in my room?
It's me, Spike.
Oh, you're looking good these days.
Okay, Granny, you really scared me. Not just now, but when you had your accident.
Oh, yeah, I swerved to avoid hitting a dog, and I ran right into that parked car. Oh, good thing I had on my helmet, though. I only broke my tailbone.
But it could have been a lot worse, and motorcycles are dangerous. Mm,
so is whipped cream if you're lactose intolerant.
Look, I think you should consider walking as a better mode of transportation.
Oh, dear.
Very few people sustain permanent injuries while walking.
Hmm.
Well, unless they walk in front of a car.
Or under a tree during an earthquake.
Spike, take that bucket off your head.
Okay, but just for a minute.
Wait, so you're being discharged?
Yes, indeed, in a few hours.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just waiting for the doctor to come in and sign me out.
I used to think I could be a doctor.
Oh.
Now I'll probably never set foot into a hospital again unless I'm delivering pickles.
Hey, you're lucky.
Pickles.
You don't want to work in a big building like this anyway. They're terrible in disasters.
What did you bring me, Liz? Cookies? Pickles?
No. Actually, it's a pie chart.
I wish it came without the chart.
No, this is really important, Granny.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you look at some of these graphs I made, you can see how most accidents take place.
Oh.
There's planes, vehicles.
Yes.
Now look at how high the chances are on a motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
But as you'll see, walking is quite safe.
Ooh.
Or staying home.
Mm.
I mean, you can stay at home and never worry about breaking your tailbone again.
Oh, for sure.
I'll even get you an extra bucket so you'll be super safe.
Oh.
This is such a nice hospital. Too bad I'll never work here.
Oh, dear.
See, look at this chart. Accidents while sitting on the couch are very rare indeed.
Oh, my.
Do you know when this hospital was built? Is it up to code with safety standards?
Spike.
Maybe I could get a job cleaning out bedpans.
Okay. I know you three aren't all that normal, but you're being stranger than usual.
You know what? You guys tell her.
Tell
I'm putting my bucket back on and getting out of this earthquake magnet of a building.
Watch out for the...
Oh.
Whoa.
Two steps to your left.
Thanks.
So what is going on? What's with the flowcharts and bucket and pickles?
Well, Spike heard there was a fault line under Tureen.
Uh-huh.
I'm worried that you're going to get into another accident
and a
worse one next time. And Lucille fell asleep during her test.
Oh.
And I failed it. And I'll never be a doctor now.
Hold on, hold on. Don't you think you three are overreacting just a bit?
No.
No.
Of course not.
Definitely not.
There is some merit to being cautious. But you all have gone too far.
We have?
Think about it. Think if we lived our lives worrying about every little thing that could go wrong.
Oh, pass me the bubble wrap, Lucille. I need to wrap myself up before I go outside. Who knows when I might trip.
There you go.
Thank you. Oh, and Spike, hand me the sunscreen. Oh, better yet, a hat.
Here, Liz.
Could you help me by cutting the bubble wrap?
We got rid of the scissors, remember? Someone might run with them.
Yeah.
Too dangerous.
That's right, I forgot.
You want some lunch?
Only liquid. I don't want to choke on anything solid.
Well, I have some milk, but there's no guarantee it was pasteurized. No. It could make you sick.
Mm. You know what? I better just have water then to be safe.
What do you want to do today?
Well, I'd say we could play baseball, but we might get hit with a ball.
Yeah. Well, we could trip over a base.
Well, we can't go to the movies, because with all those people there, we could catch germs and get sick.
No,
and we can't stay here, because the house could catch on fire.
Oh, right.
And you won't be able to get out the door with all the bubble wrap on.
We're doomed!
Okay, that's kind of ridiculous.
But it is sort of how we've been acting.
Maybe
we are being too afraid.
Well, now, it's wise to be careful about things. It is why I wear a helmet when I go out on my bike. But I know I can't possibly control everything that could go wrong.
But so much can go wrong.
Yeah.
My parents watch it on the news every day.
True, but God says he did not give us a spirit of fear. We're his children. He wants us to live with joy, not fear.
So what do we do when we get worried about stuff?
Yeah, Granny.
Well, 1 Peter 5, verse 7 says, God cares for you, so turn all your worries over to him. Tell God your fears. He'll take care of you. He loves you. Oh, listen, kids, fear can control our lives if we let it. There will always be something else to worry about, but we don't need to do that. We have a big God who can take on all our worries.
Even my fear of not becoming a doctor.
Or my fear of you getting into an accident.
Indeed. He can handle all of it.
Liz, wait up!
Oh, hey, Lucille. Well, you look like you're in a better mood.
Oh, I talked to Mr. B about my test, and he said that he appreciated my determination, and he'll let me retake it tomorrow.
That's great.
Yeah, I should still be able to get a good mark. As long as I get a good night's sleep.
Hey, have you seen Spike around?
No, I thought he came out here, though. Oh, there he is. He's still wearing his bucket.
Man, I really hope he gets over his fear of earthquakes soon.
Real soon. He's getting pretty close to those steps.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Spike! Spike!
Hey, Spike!
Oh, Spike, watch out!
Spike, you're near the stairs. Dude, take off your bucket!
Oh, no. Oh, there he goes.
Man. And goes. And goes. Right?
Yeah. Oh, I think I'm gonna have a headache tomorrow.
I think you need to get over the fear of earthquakes.
Seriously.
It's just not safe.
Yeah, maybe you're right. But I think I might have developed another fear.
What's that?
Steps.
Come on, let's go to Granny's. She said she got her bike repainted.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Oh, really? Maybe I can invent the suit made of bubble.
Oh, dude.
Oh, Spike, you need to let Granny tell you her story.
Seriously.
You see, it starts out with bubble wrap, but then...